The true scale of the summer bushfires is finally becoming clear, and the result is truly staggering. A new study published in the journal Nature Climate Change shows more than 20% of Australia's forests burned during the catastrophe, making them the biggest bushfires ever recorded since the start of European settlement. These fires far outstripped any wildfires that have occurred overseas in the past 20 years. Associate Professor Matthias Bohr from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment at Western Sydney University is the lead author of this report. Matthias Bohr, welcome to Breakfast.
Hi, friend. Good to be with you.
Based on this research, can we now say that the summer bushfires in Australia were unprecedented? There's been a fair bit of controversy around that word. What would you say?
Yes, exactly. The word unprecedented has been used a lot over the last few months. And we did this analysis to put some data behind that. And so we used a global data set of the last 20 years, remotely sensed data set. So that's satellite imagery of burned areas. And for that 20-year period, we could not observe any sort of scale of burning as we have seen in the Australian summer.
So this figure, this figure, 20% of Australia's forests, is that just mainland forests? It excludes Tasmania. Is it all of the mainland?
That's 20% of what we call temperate forests in eastern Australia, and so that goes all the way from southern Queensland down to New South Wales and into Victoria and Tasmania.
So it doesn't include South Australia?
Where there is eucalypt forest, it does. But the main areas are along the coastal area, of course.
Right. I was just wondering whether it included the Kangaroo Island forest, for instance, or there was also forest in WA, some fires in WA.
Yeah. So in these classifications of forest biomes, the WA forests are classified as Mediterranean forests. So they are also eucalypt forests, but there are different biomes. So it's focusing on the eastern Australian eucalypt-dominated forests.
So the figure is perhaps even higher in terms of the percentage of forests. Has there been other fires in Australia's history that you know of, that you've read of, that have come even close to this level of destruction or outstripped it?
Well, I need to make the caveat, of course, that this word unprecedented is based on this particular data set of 20 years. That mm-hmm. sort of data is not available for globally, at least, further back. There have been very big fires, of course, in Australian forests in the past, in the 1980s, 1930s, mm-hmm. etc. We just don't have this sort of standardized data to compare it with. But the main thing here is to look at the percentage rather than the total absolute size, because the
yes.
percentage of forest burned, that is ecologically much more significant, actually.
Okay. And in terms of that percentage, how does it compare? We've had some major overseas fires in the last few years, not to mention the last 20 years, but in California in particular, the wildfires there and the Amazon last year. How do these compare?
Yes. So this is truly off the chart. In the paper we published yesterday, there's a couple of charts and where we see this Australian summer going way off the chart. So it's a very big outlier. In other forests around the world, we see percentages of a few percent, up to 8 or 9% in some tropical forest types where there's a lot of slash and burn activity.
Okay.
Nothing like it like we've seen here.
How do you come up with this analysis? What is the data you're referring to?
So this is based on satellite data provided by NASA. From the MODIS program, as it's called, which records burned areas with a standard protocol, and stores that data, makes it available to the science community.
Matthias, I'm not sure if you can say this or not, but whether the size of the fires, 21% of the current temperate broadleaf and mixed forest, means that there's unlikely to be anything like it again for a very long time, because these areas, such a large area, has been burned already.
Well, that's true. I mean, I've read I read some articles saying, you know, this is a pretty big hazard reduction burn that has gone in. That's one way to look at it. Of course, there have been a lot of fuel has been burned, so that will take some time to grow back. But Australian forests in general recover very well from fire in general. and fuel will accumulate in a few years' time, and fires can then appear again. The big question here is whether the combination of severe drought and fire is going to have a much bigger impact on tree recovery and forest recovery in general.
On the forest coming back, yes, because of the lack of water. Because some of these are rainforests that we're not used to burning either, are we?
Exactly. So where this was really exceptional was that the widespread and prolonged drought that we've seen over the last 2 years in the east, especially of Australia. So that has dried out areas that would normally not burn and not be just too wet to burn. And this time they did burn. So that is exceptional. And these forests that are not used to burning are not well equipped to recover from fire.
All right, Matthias Bohr, thank you very much for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Associate Professor Matthias Bohr from the Hawkesbury Institute for the Environment at Western Sydney University, co-author of this study, which is published today in the journal Nature Climate Change.